Welcome back to the Family Center right now, joined by Beaver Dam High School girls hockey coach Mike Pogorelick. Coach, huge win for your program today against one of those established teams, the Metrolinx.
Yeah, it was a great win. We didn't really have our best, but we found a way to just get pucks on net when we needed to. Seems like every time something went wrong for us, we came right back and answered and had an answer for it. So, again, it's not the prettiest game, but the team's learning how to win, and every time we can kind of gut one of these out at the end, it's good for the program.
That's been your MO, though. You have answered multiple times this year when a team has scored on you, Coach. You've come back and scored, you know, within like 90 seconds. Today you had a 10-second answer.
Yeah, they're pretty resilient, and they're starting to believe that they can score goals. And I know we didn't generate a ton of shots today, and we're on the opposite side of that, but I think the shots we did get were quality. And we're able to find a way to put them in the net.
You got outshot 44-15 today, so you—that's a 33% clip on shots. I think if my math is right, so you'll take that
pretty
as
good.
A coach, right?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, we—I mean, like I said, we got some quality looks. We got to clean up some things in our own zone and limit some of those shots. And I think some of them were from the outside, and we did a good job there. But we kind of preached just turning the puck over and taking care of it. Like, we just too many turnovers in bad areas of the ice. So trying to manage that better. We did a little better job early on in the third, and it got away from us when the game got tight. Again, it's just learning how to win. They haven't been in that position a lot, and we're trying to figure that out, but we're able to make it work. Emily made some huge saves for us.
Oh, that down the stretch. You know, I want to talk about, you know, you mentioned goal early on. I know we sat here and we talked, and you mentioned how you just needed to get shots on goal. You needed people to go. You've scored 5 in the last 3 games each.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming along, and we work on it a lot in practice and just telling them to shoot the puck. And girls hockey, it's notorious. We just don't shoot. We don't shoot as much as the boys. So trying to get them to, if you're going to score, you got to shoot the puck, and trying to do that more. And I think, you know, Emerson, Addie Damon, and Lillian Mansueto, they love shooting the puck. They love scoring goals. What we're happy with tonight is the assist that Emerson had. We've been preaching to her to move the puck. You know, she's obviously one of our more skilled players and draws a lot of attention. So if she can distribute and make her teammates better, that's going to be good for everybody. So she did a great job with that tonight. And I thought her sister, not taking anything away from the hat trick that Mansueto had, but I thought Addie Damon played an excellent game and was in the play a lot and was able to score a goal.
You know, you can tell that Damon and Mansueto played a lot of hockey together too, because they do have a chemistry on that line, don't they?
They do. They've played a lot of hockey together. They find a way to, you know, to locate each other on the ice, and trying to complement that with Addie Damon. And they're doing a really good job, and I think they're getting better every time we play.
You know, that Brian and Stebbitz kind of combo there is one of the best in the state when it comes to scoring. And just, you know, down the stretch, you know, Stebbins got free, I think, in the slot and made it 5-4. But I mean, the fact that, you know, Emily stood tall and your D stood tall down the stretch and didn't fold up had to be huge for the confidence of your D.
Yeah, Emma's a great player. You know, we preached kind of going through her hands and getting a body on her. Did a great job for, I think, 90% of the game. And then, you know, towards the end, she was able to just kind of take care of the puck, and we were kind of fishing for it a little bit. But that's a compliment to her skill. But yeah, Emily stood tall and was able to make some key saves for us down the stretch. And, you know, we lean on her pretty hard, but we're starting to score goals for her too. She'll be honest with you, her first period was not the best, but was able to regroup and refocus. And we had her back, and then at the end she had ours. So that's all we can ask for.
Coach Mike Pogorelick, I appreciate the time. Congratulations,
a
5-4 win on the Metrolinx. You know, that's a team, when people are going to see this score, that's a team that people know across the state.
Yeah, you know, I told the girls upstairs, you know, we've got 2 kids that aren't from Beaver Dam, and we go up against some of these programs that have 12, 13, 14 schools in some of these bigger communities, and it just really says a lot about their effort, the program, the youth program, and that we're able to compete in these games. And I think there's a lot of good things to come from this group.
Congratulations. I think we'll see you a week from tonight with the Icebergs coming to town.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Beaver Dam wins 5-4. We're going to take one more quick break, come back and wrap things up here on Daily Dodge TV.